This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Take a look at the potential of banning fast food outlets from operating near schools here in Malaysia. And the idea was first proposed in a report in the UK paper The Telegraph, which quoted leading child doctors over there. And they're saying that fast food outlets should be banned within 400 metres of schools in the UK. And this should be introduced as a measure of, you know, I guess an overall updated strategy to combat childhood obesity.
Yep, therefore, the likes of FOMCA, the Malaysian Consumer Association, suggesting that fast food outlets be banned from operating near schools here, that fast food ads be banned during children's TV programs. Page, on the other hand, is saying that unless enforcement is efficient, the ban would sort of be irrelevant. It's better to check out the food that's served at canteens and try to improve the quality there.
I must say, it is a very interesting strategy. I have, you know, in a sort of a separate occasion, I've actually been to, I think, Mongolia, and over there they introduced this particular policy where they don't sell cigarettes, you know, X amount of meters outside of anywhere where there's a school, for example.
I was a bit worried where you were going with that.
But similarly, it's all about enforcement, right? So can it actually be done in regards to fast food outlets? You know, who decides on, I guess, the city or town planning to decide this commercial area is designated for X, Y, and Z? It's going to be interesting if it actually is able to be done.
Well, there's that, and it's also balancing, you know, what's good for business, right? So in the UK, they're saying, you know, kids are coming out of school, they're finding themselves hungry, they're surrounded by, you know, cheap chicken shops, chip shops and other types of junk food. That wasn't the case 20 or 30 years ago. This is true. But, you know, businesses have to consider the demographics when you're choosing locations. A little bit sneaky. Obviously, you want to be operating near a school where your cheap and cheerful food will, you know, pick up as many kids and customers as you possibly can. You sort of can't blame them. But, you know, Jamie Oliver did something like this, I think, in the UK to try and revamp the food in schools.
Well, that whole UK dinners or and how they eat lunch, because in schools it was the same problem. A lot of fried stuff, a lot of cheap materials, yet it was a case of reapportioning the investment towards healthier ingredients, a lot of nutrients, and it actually saw a change in behavior of those kids in question.
Yeah, it actually did. But I mean, we're you know, we're in the same boat in that here canteens have to keep their prices down, which in turn, what they're saying is, has an impact on the quality of food. And therefore, you know, the food that's being turned out isn't great. I got to say, though, I loved my unhealthy canteen food, which explains my ballooning today. you know, but I think just options are a good thing to
and
have.
And where can kids go? X amount of meters, that is a healthier option, that is, you know, within their price range, and that actually doesn't create an unhealthy diet. Well, we're going to hear from Irina Mohammed, business manager at Makanla, shortly after this. In the meantime, here's some music by The Hollies, The Air That I Breathe. BFM 89.9.
Brainy, fancy material. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to the Evening Edition. It's Caroline and it's Caroline and Ezra, and we've been talking about the potential of banning fast food outlets that have been operating near schools in Malaysia. And we're crossing over now to Irina Mohammed. She's a business manager at Makanla, an organization that's working with schools to offer healthy food options to students. Irina, thanks for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me.
So now kids, of course, you know, get peckish, understandably, after a long day at school. So if it's not, you know, the likes of McDonald's or KFC, then it's the food stalls that are hanging about outside school gates. It'll get to them. But do you think that these guys play a big part in creating this problem of obesity among school kids?
I certainly think it's definitely part of the problem. We all know the statistics, right? We have one in every four Malaysian children who's either overweight or obese, and more than 90% of these kids are just not having their daily vegetable intake, and they're definitely not getting it from fast food or junk food outside of schools. And we surveyed more than 3,000 kids, and overwhelmingly, they really do want things like yogurt and fresh fruit. And the canteens that are able to sell it, you know, they actually sell out of these items. So there's definitely demand for it, but if you give a child an option between having fresh fruit or junk food, typically they'll just go for the junk food, right? So we need to work to remove that temptation.
Well, do you think all this easy access to, say, fast food or junk food has actually made, say, the work that you do, because you work with school canteens to deliver healthier food options, has it made it more difficult for you, you think?
Definitely. Definitely. We've just recently conducted the first day of our canteen operator workshop, and this platform is really to bring a few canteens together and for them to teach them about healthy food preparation and also look at their operations. Mm-hmm. And one of the key issues that they all face is competition from external vendors.
Yeah.
And it's not even just, funny enough, it's not just the external vendors, it goes beyond that. We have, you know, they also compete with parents and teachers who sometimes sell right outside of their homes in front of the schools or sell from the boot of their car, the back of a van. And some of the canteens even have seen students bringing in junk food into schools to mm-hmm. sell to their fellow classmates.
Can I ask you, because one of the large points of contention would be the price point. Do you find that healthier food is more expensive, or would it be for kids in school?
I think there are certain ways that we've been able to find different recipes to work around that. We have things where we've created, like one of our schools are starting to offer sushi as mm-hmm. something different, and they're able to sell this for 50 cents. And, you know, it's a healthier alternative. It's still very popular with the kids. They like it. And when it's not there, they ask for it. Wow. So I think there are definitely ways to work around it. Mm-hmm. But it's really, it's not even just, they look at the price point, but it's really understanding their overall operations. There's ways that we can reduce costs for the canteens as well, which they can then invest into better quality ingredients.
Sushi, yogurt, and fruits. I mean, these kids are eating really, really well. So, Irina, if we're thinking about a blanket ban, you know, it will only be as effective if the schools and the relevant authorities are going to enforce these bans. If that's not going to take place, what are the alternatives?
We've looked at a couple of things. One of the things we're exploring is a prepaid meal plan. We've actually asked a couple of parents in a few of our schools, and they're open to this. So essentially, the parents can pay up front for, say, a month, and then you know exactly what meal your child is going to have and on a daily basis. And you then also know where the children are spending their money, right? You sort of reduce that ability for them to go outside and buy from external vendors. Mm-hmm. The other thing is really introducing variety. So something like sushi, it's giving the child an option which an external vendor, whether it's fast food or a mamat stall, won't or can't traditionally offer. And so when we survey the kids, they ask for things like pasta, sandwiches, or things like sushi. And this canteen that sells sushi, it's the first time we've ever seen it, but actually seeing how well it's being taken up, it's a positive sign for us. And I think the last thing is really just that constant, building awareness on healthier food choices and the improving the overall nutrition education, not just for the kids, but for the entire school community. Without the enforcement, it is really hard. You know, the canteens want to be a part of our solution, but, you know, we don't, on the one hand, they want to comply with all these regulations and serve healthier food to kids, but then they're undermined on a daily basis because we don't offer the support to enforce laws that are actually already in place.
Yeah.
To prevent these illegal vendors, on the other hand.
Well, Irina, thank you very much for joining us on the program, and we appreciate your insights. That was Irina Mohammed, the business manager at Makanla. It's an organization that's working with the government and schools to offer their students healthy food options.
Right, so getting more nutrition into, I guess, onto menus in schools is an issue that, here at BFM, we've discussed at length. So for a more in-depth look, there's a Health News Digest podcast called Back to School. That's where our health and living producers speak to nutritionists and the Association of School Canteen Operators of Malaysia about banning unhealthy food in canteens. So don't forget to download that podcast.
All right, it's 5:19 p.m. Here's some music by Fleet Foxes. He Doesn't Know Why. It's BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.